Good morning, everyone. Welcome, welcome. It is 9:20, and it's time for our hymn sing. So does anybody have a request to start us off? Yes, Alita, go ahead. Okay, 156. 156, verses 1 and 4. I love to tell the story. Verses 1 and 4. 1, 5, 6. Go ahead. Did you say 59 or 159? 59 verses 1 and 4. All right, we're going to practice our Spanish. And this one's new to me, so it's fun. We'll learn a new one. And you said verses 1 and 4? Okay. I was like, all right, I'm game. 159, okay. That's probably a really good thing that we didn't do that. Anybody who speaks Spanish would not like my pronunciations. I would try, but. Okay, 159, lift high the cross, verses 1 and 4 of 159. Follow this triumph. thank you. That was a new one also. So thank you. I always like trying out a new one. Are you ready, Pastor? Mark's probably got you.
A new song. It's not actually a new song. We sang this one a couple of times before, if your memory serves well. So maybe to some of you, this would be a new one. So we will sing this, The Power of Your Love. That's our closing hymn for today, and it's in the insert. So maybe we'll learn how to sing.
Lord, I come to you, let my heart be chains renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. Lord, I come to know the weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your love. Hold me close, let your love surround me, bring me near, draw me to your side. And as I wait, I rise up like the eagle, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on in the power of your love.
Let's try the second verse.
Lord, unveil my eyes, let me see you face to face, the knowledge of your love as you live in me. Lord, renew my mind as your will unfold in my life, in living every day. In the power of your love, hold me close, let your love surround me, bring me near, draw me to your side. And as I wait, I rise up like the eagle, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on in the power of your love.
Pretty good.
Thank you, Pastor. That's a beautiful song. I'm anxious to learn it. Thank you, everyone.
Becky has a song request.
Okay, we're going to try one more. Becky's been waiting. We're going to do 140. Is that right, Becky? 1 and 2 of hymn 140.
How are you? Good to see you. Good to see you.
Faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning,
verse 2. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Diane. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the House of Faith, the United Methodist Church of Yucaipa. It's good to see you here. We have a nice, cool, damp morning, but I'm just going to share, we should be thankful. In Bozeman, Montana, it is 31 this morning and snow on the ground. My brother sent a picture this morning, so we can enjoy this 50-some degree cool, right? It's still going to be a beautiful day for us in our mild climate here. But welcome to everyone, especially our visitors and guests. We're glad you are here with us this morning, and we're glad for all of our folks that joined us on Zoom. There are little slips on the side of each pew. If you would please record your attendance there and be sure and put them in the little baskets when you're done. Just tear off that one page and place it in the basket. And of course, everyone's invited to fellowship after the service. Please join us in the fellowship hall across the breezeway for a wonderful time and nice refreshments. There's always some home-baked stuff there, usually pretty delicious. So thank you. And continuing with the other announcements, The Chosen Season 5 is playing in the Camellia Room after service about 11 o'clock. And like it shows there, they're on Season 5. And we have our May birthdays, April, Everett, William, Gary, Beverly, Pat, and Susan. And we have a few of those people here today, and I didn't see, I think, on Zoom, too, some of those folks are here. So happy birthday month to all of you May birthdays. And then we have some anniversaries this month, too. Dale and Dina, David and Sharon, and Mike and Denise. Happy anniversary to our May weddings. The Friendly Visitor, our newsletter, is available in the Narthex. I know a lot of us get them online, and if you'd like to do that to save printing costs, just let the church know. And there's a lot of great information in the Friendly Visitor, so please make sure and take a look at it. Book Club, Tuesday, May 19th at 10. This is the last meeting until September. So they're going to discuss the book, The Four Winds, by Kristen Hanna. She's a great author. I've read quite a few of hers. She's a historical fiction writer. It's pretty interesting stuff. So I can definitely recommend her writing. I haven't read this one yet, but it's on my list. And then I understand they have a list for books over the summer that they can. So if you're looking for some summer reading, this would be a good place to get some ideas for summer reading as well. And next Parents Night Out is May 22nd, 6 to 8:30. And it sounds like it's going to be a fun night of lots and lots of things to play. Ping pong, billiards, freeze tag, Connect Four, lots of things. So if you know children and parents that could participate, please encourage them to come. And it's a game night, so I guess adults can come too to participate in the games. All right. And if there's no other announcements, it is time for our call to worship. So please stand as you are able. The Lord is the everlasting God. He will not grow tired or weary.
He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak.
Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.
They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Thank you, and please join in our first hymn, number 724, verses 1 through 3.
On northern stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possession lie. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. Over all those wise extended plains shines one eternal day. There God the sun forever reigns and scatters night away. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. No chilling winds or poisonous breath can reach that hellful shore. Sickness and sorrow, pain and death are felt and feared no more. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land.
Thank you, everyone. Please pass the peace with the fellow members of the congregation. Welcome, everyone. Peace be with you. Thank you, everyone. I encourage you to continue your fellowship after service. And next, we'll have our sharing of joys and concerns. And Deb has the microphone, and she will be bringing you the mic if you raise your hand with something to share.
I can probably do it here. Let's welcome our beloved church family members on Zoom. It's better this way. Hey guys, can you see me?
Yep.
All right, let's welcome our church family on Zoom. Good morning to you, Helen. So glad to see you. And good morning to June. I don't know, June, whether you are using a filter or not, but I don't see any wrinkles on your face.
Nope.
That's fantastic. You look very nice.
She's getting younger, is she?
Yeah, you're getting like everybody in the church, right? Everybody gets younger here. Good morning to you, Kenny. Are you on the beach somewhere? So glad to see you. And always welcome to the one on iPad. Welcome, welcome. And welcome to Bill and April. So glad that you are here on Zoom, and good morning to Chris. David, please continue your prayers for healing complete healing on David's as he's recuperating from the hip replacement surgery. And more power to you, Cheryl. Cheryl is 100% back full time after the knee surgery. That's wonderful. All righty. And Carol and Mike on Zoom. And Alicia, good morning to you. And Rachel told me that the
Destiny's on her way home. She's driving still.
8 hours. I did not know that the school that she goes to is like right at the north, at the border of California and Oregon. She's driving 8 hours today. All right. I guess that's it.
Hi, Susan Elmore here. I brought with me Reagan's other grandmother, and she came all the way from Florida for our grandson's graduation. And thank you. Also, we went to baccalaureate yesterday, and there were six kids. There was 100 and some odd kids in the graduation class because they're in the small Christian school. And there were six kids that spoke. Reagan was one of them. And a lot of the kids spoke about their school experience and their faith, which is really, really good. Reagan was different. He spoke about the future, which we thought was really good, and the role that Christ will play in their lives. So we were very proud of him. And then he gave the closing prayer. So we are partial, but we think he's a wonderful boy. And this turned into a wonderful young man. We're so proud of him. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. That was such an important occasion for us. And then up comes the graduation on the 21st. So that's an exciting time for us. So I'm glad that Carolyn made out and she came to church with me this morning. So thank you. Redlands Christian, Arrowhead Christian School in Redlands. So it's a really, really good school.
Tell us a little bit about the college he's going to.
He's going to go to Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. And it's a small Christian college, and he's going to study and major in history and political science. So he loves politics. He's very well read. He's very articulate, so it's fun to talk to him. And he doesn't try to convince you. He just tells you, you know, about what he knows, and he knows an awful lot. And he's a history buff, and he knows economics a lot, too. So I told him, I said, you know, he doesn't know exactly what he wants to do yet, but I told him, you know, he's an Eagle Scout, so he has done, you know, different things with the Boy Scouts and been in charge of a lot of stuff. So he's really good with kids, and I think he'd be a great history teacher. That's what I think. But what do I know? Those things are up to him. But I think the college has got a good reputation, so we just wish him well, and I'll miss him terrible. But yeah, I know he has to go. So anyway, we're partial. We are.
Maybe a potential presidential candidate later on?
He is interested in politics.
Oh, good.
And we need somebody who has a Christian faith, and he is strong in his Christian faith. He's young in his Christian faith, but he is very strong in. To hear him pray, you can tell that he has made his decision. It wasn't like he was before when he called himself a seeker. No, he is a Christian, so we're proud
Very
of him.
Very nice. Very nice.
Amen to that.
I'd like to brag a little bit. I know how to make a lady happy. I sent Lucy Brumbaum a box of candy for Mother's Day. Aww. And I got a call back, and it's wonderful. The words that come back from ladies that live alone, and all of us that live alone know what it's like. So thank you very much.
And thank you for your chocolate generosity.
Anyone with marital issues, go talk to Charles.
Uh, Hi, this is Judy Salveson. I'd like prayers to help me find a new place for my brother to live. The house that he's living in is being shut down just temporarily. It's a very good place, but it's a room and board, and he needs to be in a board and care. And the gentleman that runs the place was running it as a board and care, and the state came in. And he has been in the process of getting a license for a board and care, but it's going to be a few months, and he needs some place to live. And I'd like it to be a little closer than Hemet, but prayers for me to find some place, because I'm at a loss. Anyway, thank you. Bye.
Anyone on Zoom, please raise your hand. Okay, June, hang on a second and you can unmute. All right, go ahead, June, unmute. I can't hear you. You have to unmute on your computer. Click on the audio button. Was that it?
You just did it.
No.
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
There we go. I don't know if Gregory mentioned, but today on the mall in Washington, D.C., there's a day celebrating the 250th anniversary of when the Continental Congress was meeting, and they had such a big fight over trying to get the government together and figure it out. They were all squabbling so much they were about to give up, and I think it was Ben Franklin said, let's just stop this. In the beginning, we depended on God, and here we are fighting. So they broke it all up, and they all went away and were requested to pray, and they came back, and that's when the Constitution got finally written. Anyway, there's a big celebration on the Washington Mall this morning, or this afternoon, and there will be speakers like Ben Carson and Franklin Graham and some of them, and they're going to be intermittent speakers and gospel music and prayers of repentance. This afternoon, I think it would be good if we'd all join in on that with prayer for our country this afternoon.
Amen to that. We definitely need prayer in our country and healing. Thank you, June. Anyone else?
Thank you. If you would please, excuse me. Please be in an attitude of prayer and join in our unison prayer once we have our screen up. Thank you. Please join us in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus,
as we tread life's long journey, we encounter obstacles that weary our steps and burdens that strain our strength.
At times, pain lingers. And the battle before us feels too fierce to endure alone. Yet you are our faithful companion along the way. When we are weary, you strengthen our weakness and help us carry on. By your Holy Spirit, kindle within us steadfast faith and endurance for the race set before us until we stand at last in the joy of your eternal presence. In your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Let us continue our prayers in silence. We surely have a lot to pray for our nation as we are celebrating 250 year of anniversary this year. And let us also remember our loved ones. We have so many in our life circle. Let's lift them in our prayers and also our prayers for ourselves. what a joy it is to come together with fellow believers in you and join our praises unto you. We remember your goodness and mercy along our path, and we give you glory unto your name. So, Lord, you have been our faithful companion, even though sometimes we struggle to see your presence, especially when we face troubles before us. We have overcome many obstacles and problems and pains along the way, and with your help, Lord, we have come this far. And we know that with your help, we will be able to fight on, and we will be able to stand before your presence someday. So, Lord, thank you for your companionship, for your faithfulness, for your never-failing grace unto us. So, Lord, we worship you for your faithfulness and all the blessing that you have poured out unto us. You have been so good to each and every one of us, O Lord. And we pray that your goodness and mercy will be given to our loved ones as well, so that they too may join with us today, remembering you in their lives and offering their praise and thanksgiving unto you. So we gather together to worship you, O Lord, for you've been wonderful God. You have done so much for us. And as we worship you, Lord, we recommit ourselves to continue to love you and serve you. And we pray that as you have been faithful unto this nation for the last 250 years, we pray that we will continue to be the beacon of hope and justice and peace to all the world. And we also pray for your churches, that your churches will continue to hold on to your word, that they may preach your word, your truth, that people may turn away from the way of living and return to you. As we recognize your presence in our life, we pray that you continue to use this nation, use your churches, use each and every one of us, so that this world may hear the message of salvation found in you, O Lord. So we pray that you fulfill your will as you will in your kingdom. You fulfill your will upon this church, upon our lives, upon this community, upon this nation and the world today. So we join now our prayers, praying together, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Please join us in hymn number 707, Hymn of Promise.
In the seed an apple tree, in cocoons a hidden promise, butterflies will soon be free. In the cold and snore of winter, there's a spring that waits to be unrevealed until this season.
something God alone can see. There's a song in every silence, seeking word and melody. There's a dawn in every darkness,
bringing hope to you
and me. From the past will come the future, what it holds a mystery, unrevealed until this season, something God alone can see. In our end is our beginning, in our time infinity, in our doubt we be believing, in our life eternity, in our death a resurrection, at the last a victory, until this season, something God alone can see.
It's now time for our scripture reading. And today's reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 1 through 8. This is when Joshua becomes Moses' successor. When Moses had finished speaking all these words to all Israel, he said to them, "I am now 120 years old. I am no longer able to get about, and the Lord has told me, 'You shall not cross over this Jordan. The Lord your God himself will cross over before you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua also will cross over before you, as the Lord promised. The Lord will do to them as he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and to their land when he destroyed them. The Lord will give them over to you, and you shall deal with them in full accord with the command that I have given to you. Be strong and bold. Have no fear or dread of them, because it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you." Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, "Be strong and bold, for you are the one who will go with this people into the land that the Lord has sworn to their ancestors to give them, and you will put them in possession of it. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So glad to see you all in here. I surely feel the presence of the Lord among us this morning. And my prayer is that you will also feel God's presence right here with you and in your life. There was a young guy who loved inventing things and testing ideas that should have stayed ideas. One afternoon, he decided to answer an important scientific question. How fast can a bicycle go before I meet Jesus? So he asked his buddy, who owned an old Mustang, if he could tie his bike to the back bumper for an experiment. His friend shrugged, "Sure, what could possibly go wrong?" The guy tied the rope to the Mustang and explained the system. "One ring of my bike bell means go faster. Two rings mean hold the speed. And if I ring it nonstop, slow down immediately." Up they went. 30 miles an hour, fine. 50, still okay. 65, the guy's face was flapping in the wind, but he was holding on. Then suddenly, a black Corvette pulled up beside the Mustang. The Mustang driver forgot all about science, friendship, and human life. The Corvette revved its engine, then Mustang revved back. And just like that, the bicycle experiment became NASCAR Amish edition. The two cars blasted down the highway at over 100 miles per hour, while the poor guy on the bike bounced behind them like a kite. A few miles ahead, a state trooper sat in his cruiser running radar. His radar gun lit up, 105 miles per hour. The trooper stared in disbelief as the Corvette and Mustang screamed past him. Then his eyes got wide. Behind the Mustang was a guy on a bicycle, ringing his bell like a maniac and waving his arms furiously. The trooper grabbed his radio. "Dispatch, you are not gonna believe this. I've got a Corvette and a Mustang drag racing on I-10. And there's some lunatic on a bicycle behind them trying to pass." Many sports can be compared to how life unfolds. Car racing symbolizes excitement and life's fleeting moments. Football reflects the constant obstacles we encounter. Golf demonstrates how to handle both expected and unexpected variables. A marathon is perhaps the best sports analogy for the lifelong journey we are on. At some point, our energy suddenly drops and our bodies struggle. This is what we call hitting the wall in a marathon. When this happens, our resources are depleted and we must adapt. Sometimes the finish line appears within reach, but we feel too exhausted to cross it. Let's explore what the Bible says about facing the last mile in our long marathon. This morning's reading from the Word of God highlights the transition of leadership over Israel at the age of 120 when Moses passed away. Moses' life is divided into three main periods of 40 years each. Shortly after his birth, he was taken to Pharaoh's palace and raised there. At 40, he killed an Egyptian who was beating a Hebrew slave and then fled to Midian. When he was 80, God called him from a burning bush, prompting him to return to Pharaoh to request the Hebrews' release. He then spent the next 40 years guiding Israel through the desert. What do we see in Moses' life structured by the number 40? The number 40 is considered God's number. Noah's flood lasted 40 days. Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Moses stayed on Mount Sinai for 40 days to receive the Ten Commandments. Jesus fasted for 40 days before starting his ministry. And after the resurrection, Jesus remained with the disciples for 40 days before his ascension. Distinct periods of three 40s in Moses' life highlight God's providence over Moses and Israel, akin to the precision of a clock. Similarly, our lives are governed by God's timing. Ecclesiastes 3 states, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born, a time to die." Reflect on God's clock. Its timing not only determines birth and death, but also exact moment of these events. Though we may not know, God is aware of the precise day and hour he will call us home. At the end of his earthly journey, Moses entrusted his leadership to Joshua. The transition of leadership resembled a relay race, where a runner passes the baton to the next. As Moses handed over his leadership, he told Joshua, "Be strong and courageous. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." These words were not Moses' own word, but God's, which Moses heard from God when called at the burning bush. After receiving the Ten Commandments, God reassured Moses of his presence in Exodus 33. Now, Moses' long journey concludes, signaling the start of a new race for Joshua. Soon after Moses appointed Joshua as Israel's leader, Moses died, and God reaffirmed his promise to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1. It says, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Joshua was among the 12 spies who explored Canaan 40 years earlier. He knew the land somewhat, but still encountered many uncertainties and challenges. After 30 years of settlement in Canaan, Joshua said in the book of Joshua, chapter 23, "Now I am about to go the way of all the earth. You know with all your heart and soul that not one of the good promise the Lord your God gave you has failed. Every promise has been fulfilled. Not one has failed." There is no doubt about God's presence throughout the course of a lifelong marathon, but we can feel like a marathoner who has hit the wall or is nearing the finish line. I saw many of them in that condition at the Boston Marathon. A church I serve in Boston was about a mile from Commonwealth Avenue, the final stretch of the Boston Marathon course. I used to go there to watch the marathon. By mid-afternoon, most runners had finished, but many more were still coming, and no cars were allowed on the street. Even as evening approached, many participants were still trying to complete the full course. They were exhausted and could not run. They could only walk, drawing on the last bit of strength they had left. I have found a great example of physical exertion from playing a tennis match. Tennis players spend an average of 90 minutes playing a 3-set match. However, Guinness World Record reports that the longest professional tennis match was played between American John Isner and Frenchman Nicolas Mahut at Wimbledon in London. Do you remember that, Gary?
It was 11 hours and something lasted 3 days.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
It was at a time when there was no expiration to set 5.
Right, exactly.
So, it was 11
great. 11 hours and what, 5 minutes? I'm going to read that article that I found at Olympics.com. Olympics.com records the following. "The longest tennis match of all time was famously played between John Isner and Nicolas Mahut in the first round of the men's singles at the 2010 Wimbledon. John Isner eventually won 6-4, 3-6, 6-7, 7-6, that's each game, right? And then what? The fifth match, 70-68. In a match that lasted for 665 minutes, 11 hours and 5 minutes. Spread over 3 days at the All England Club in London. Playing on Court 18 on June 22, 2010, Isner and Mahut played 4 sets on the day when play was halted due to a lack of natural light. The players returned on the following day and began their long vigil in the fifth set, relentlessly holding their service before play had to be suspended again due to no natural light, stretching the match to an unprecedented third day. It was such an unexpected occurrence that the electronic scoreboard stopped working at 47-47 in the fifth set, as it had not been programmed to keep scores beyond that point. Isner and Mehet kept playing on June 24th, serving over 100 aces each and holding serve for an incredible 168 consecutive games through the match. The American eventually prevailed, holding serve in the 137th game of the fifth set, and then broke Mehet in the 138th to prevail in the marathon match and progress to the second round. The fifth set alone lasted 8 hours and 11 minutes. Did you watch that? Really? See if you remember these pictures. If you don't mind, Deb, show these pictures. That's after the game. Right. Mm-hmm. See how enthusiastic he is on tennis? Now, look at those pictures, and I wonder if you can identify yourself as one of the players. Are you physically, emotionally, mentally, and even spiritually drained? Do you ask God, as David did, "How long, O Lord, how long? How much longer must I endure?" If so, let the promise God gave to Moses and Joshua, from the call to the completion of their mission, speak to you. The Lord himself goes before you and is with you. He never leaves you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Life is the longest marathon we partake in. When burnout hits and our energy is nearly gone, near the finish, exhaustion can make us forget we are in a different kind of race. While marathoners run alone, God runs alongside us throughout the journey. The marathoners depend on their physical strength, but we depend on God, who always remains faithful. Our strength comes from God's love, grace, and provision. Let me read to you Isaiah 40 once more. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Remember God's promise to be with you until the end of your marathon. Wait upon the Lord and hold on a little longer. He will renew your strength to rise above exertion. Amen.
It's now time for our presentation of offering, and we just want to thank everyone for continuing to support the work of the church. You can leave your offering in the plate at the back, or of course always it's possible to drop it off at the office. And thank you, Diane, for providing the offertory.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God all creatures below. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ whose power of lives. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, we give you this thanksgiving and praise as we recognize your goodness and mercy that have followed all along upon our journey. So, Lord, we thank you for all that you have done. We recognize your blessing upon our lives, and we want to bless you as long as we live here on earth. So, Lord, receive this offering, make your fragrance before your presence, and bless us, O Lord, continually, that we may be a blessing to you, your church, and everyone you have placed in our life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And now it's time for our closing hymn, The Power of Your Love. And if you were here during our hymn sing time, you were able to practice this a little bit. But Pastor's going to lead us in a song that's kind of new to some of us. So, but it's a beautiful song. And the insert is in your bulletin with the words.
So the song that we are singing has a very powerful message for all of us to hear, and also the message that I shared with you this morning. So let us sing together. I come to you, let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. Lord, I come to know the weakness I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your love. Hold me close, let your love surround me. Bring me near, draw me to your side. And as I wait, I rise up like the eagle, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on in the power of your love. Lord, unveil my eyes, let me see you face to face, the knowledge of your love as you live in me. Lord, renew my mind as your will unfolds in my life, in living every day, in the power of your love. Hold me close, let your love surround me. Draw me to your side. As I wait, I rise up like the eagle, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on in the power of your love. Hold me close. Hold me close, let your love surround me. Bring me near, draw me to your side. And as I wait, I rise up like the eagle, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on in the power of your love. Let us pray. Lord, we acknowledge our weakness before you. We sometimes feel like that we don't have any more strength to continue on. We are overpowered by the problems we see, and we know that our strength is not there for us to fight on. But, oh Lord, you have reminded us the very important fact of life, that we do not run this long marathon by ourselves. You are right next to us. You are holding our hands and leading us on. You sometimes even carry us in your loving arms when we feel like that we cannot go on. So, Lord, thank you for this wonderful reminder. And may we draw strength from you and the power that you always have available for us, that with your strength and with your grace, with your love that we can draw from you, we can continue on and finish the race that is set before us. So empower us once more by the power of your love. And send us forth with this very empowerment that comes from your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, now in peace, never be afraid. God will go with you each hour, every day. Oh, now in faith, steadfast, strong, and true. Oh, he will guide you in all you do. Oh, now in love, and sure you believe. Reach out to others, all the world can see. God will be there, watching from above. Oh, now in peace and faith and in love. Amen.